Hello, welcome to the Oswald Gamer, your host Rob. Welcome to Stream Street Day. It turns out 303. Who would have thought it? Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I can't believe we missed the 300, but that's fine. I think the show was the stonk show, so looking forward to celebrating that. Hello everyone, welcome to the chat. It's just me hanging out today. I'm going to be doing some hobby, still painting Death Guard. Excited for Death Guard. Normally I'm joined by Mamdare on a Sunday, but with him not being here, I decided to hang out with you guys on my own. Hey Brad Glover, Pete Pratt, hello, Will Dockerell, what up? David Ams. I hope you're all well. Thank you very much for joining me on this lovely Sunday. It's even a little bit sunny here in Nottingham. My walk to work was lovely, all 2 minutes of it. but it's lovely to see you guys. I hope you're all well. I had a very early morning. I had a washing machine delivered at, I don't even know what time it was, 8 a.m.? Some sort of early time that was just horrific to be up at. But yeah, so that was fun. How are you all? I'm going to get on with doing some painting so you guys can kind of see. There we go. It's my hands. Woohoo! I'll quickly show you guys. Interested. I've been talking to you guys about my Arabians. I don't know if you'll be able to see this guy. And I don't think I have the painted guy, unfortunately. Yeah, it's not going to see because it's black resin. Anyway, these are my Arabian guys. These are going to be my Venari for my Lumineth. So they've got like a little dagger here, which is quite cool. Scimitars as opposed to blades. It's just a way for me to play with those rules without having to ever use stupid elves. The detail, by the way, exceptional. Absolutely exceptional. So I just thought I'd show you those guys really quickly. Yeah, very happy with those guys. I don't know if you could have seen that particularly well on the, because it's black resin, but I do have some. When I've painted one up, I'll put one up. They look easy to paint as well. I mean, yeah, I'm quite looking forward to them. I'm thinking of doing like a grey-white combination, like a dusky sort of vibe. I'm not very good at that, but like I bought a load of greys paints, so like a variety of different shades, and I'm going to one of my projects is to do these in a kind of like, yeah, like a grey tone. I think will be quite interesting to do. Maybe I was thinking white capes though, to kind of like maintain that kind of Lumineth vibe. I think I'd like the idea that maybe they're traders with the Lumineth or something, and or maybe they're humans who have conversations with the Lumineth or whatever, or a sect of humans that fell away from the Lumineth, who knows. The edges were catching some of your light, so you can see a decent amount. Well, that's good. Anyway, I'm very excited about those guys, but those guys are not yet part of the part of my painting projects. I spent a good, I was here till 2 a.m. last night, putting the terrain together for the second board of terrain that we've got for the studio. So very excited about that. Terrain, massive project, really, terrain. I don't know if anyone in the chat, has ever put like boards and boards of terrain together. I know Pete has in the chat, Pete Pratt, he's done a load of terrain for his venue. What I'm going to do is build it all, I think is going to be my first process for a couple of the tables. And then I'm going to attack it afterwards, I think is kind of key feature. I was having some long conversations last night with a couple of people about like the best way to approach it, the different sprays. I think it's very interesting working out the most economical way of producing that much terrain. And actually, it really does put into perspective. I've been to several events in the past where the TOs have done nothing. Illaboy, thank you. Illaba, thank you very much for resubscribing for 4 months. Welcome to the team. Have I got camel riders? I do have camel riders at K-Dread. But I've got a lot of respect for TOs who put that level of terrain together in that quantity, because that's so much to do. And is, yeah, pretty insane, ultimately. Airbrush, I've done lots of terrain. A good airbrush makes it more bearable, says Refos. Yeah, I think that's one of the other things I'd like to do. I'd like to get good with an airbrush, but that's another skill to learn. I saw some really good advice. I think the Dreadwoods was giving some good advice out earlier today. Oh no, I think it was Dave Fraser was giving some good advice out today, that you should always buy a shitty airbrush first, fuck it up, and then carry on. So I think that's going to be one of the things that I do. I've got an airbrush, but the one I've got is a good airbrush, so I don't think I've ever used it really well. So yes, he can. Have you got camel riders? Hey, zip that wrap. Oil washes are such a cheap way for lots of terrains to zip that wrap. Okay, interesting. I would like any of you guys to, if you've got any links, you can always tweet them at me. I'd love to see any links for great terrain tips. I've been watching a bunch of YouTube videos. I think that's one of the things I've learned over the stream streak, actually, is I've managed to put my pride to the side, and instead of, I don't know about you guys, some of my friends, and including me, can be the sort of people who, when I get something, I don't read the instructions and I'll try and put it together myself. Probably not the right way to do it. In fact, probably the right way to do it is watch loads and loads of YouTube videos, get a load of research, get some knowledge in your brain before you start trying to do the thing. So that's what I'm going to do. Hey, Desert Sketch, how are you? Sitherin, welcome to the team. Gabawaki, finish up my Alarith True Stone Seneschal today. Loving painting my Lumineth. I'm really happy, bud. They look beautiful, the Lumineth to paint. I think they're really pretty models. I'd be looking forward. I'm going to be looking forward to painting on my Arabians when I can get them on the tabletop. But that won't be for a while now. I've got like 16 boards of terrain to paint, so my hobby will be put to the side, which is exciting for me and sad for me as well, because the Death Guard stuff, taking a look at the rules yesterday and again last night and today, the rules for the Death Guard look incredible. I don't know about you guys, they look amazing. And as you guys have been listening to the show know, I've been painting my Death Guard up for a while, so I've got into one of those lucky situations where the book has come out and I get a good book. That's always a nice kind of play. And also the things that I've been painting generally are really good, which is good. MJ Pegasus, thanks for donating 260 bits to the show, baby. I started to paint Death Guard now to sell. Got to hustle with this lockdown. Get them stonks on Desert Sketch. I would say if anyone sat on any Death Shroud Terminators, oh, the stonks on those are massive. Their money has gone right through the roof. So it's a sell situation on the Death Shroud Terminators. However, Mortarion is a great buy. If there's a Mortarion floating around online, I imagine his stock is just absolutely skyrocketed. So I think that'll be really good. But yeah. So actually, a couple of things. One of the things was I was really excited about the book. Like really excited about the book. Super keen. Really happy that the book's strong. Pete is right. Pete tweeted yesterday. Big fan of Pete Pratt. I know I said a lot on the show, but just saying I am. Pete said, tweeting on Twitter yesterday, he was like, "Ah, the book's pretty oppressive," and it probably is pretty oppressive. Death Guard are meant to play oppressively, like that is how you're meant to feel. But I guess the problem is, that's not the most fun play style, ultimately. I think one of the key features for me is it's truly truly exciting how good they are. Gorkamork is just saying, the Tabletop Titans, did a Death Guard game versus Harlequins yesterday. It showed how good Death Guard and Morty are. But the thing for me was, I'm excited about my army, I'm painting it up, I just don't have anything to go with it. I can't play any games, right? And that really hit me last night. Like, that excitement that you get when you get a new book, you get some new rules, or you get your army on the table, and you look at it and you're finished. I can absolutely see why people have hit like massive hobby hurdles over the past year. Diadrin, thanks for subscribing. Because like all that enthusiasm, I've just got nowhere to put it at all. So that hit me a bit this morning, if I'm honest. I was like, oh God, what's the point? Even talking about the rules, and you guys know I love a good talk about the rules. Yeah, I'll talk about the rules almost as much as I'll play. And then I just was like, oh, sweet, so what? And I know TTS is an option. Don't get me wrong. I know TTS is an option, but I never got into this hobby to play computer games. I got into this hobby to play games with my miniatures. That just hit me a bit. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you guys have gone through that same journey over the past year. Hey, Stu Flynn, big love to you. I hope you're well. If all playstyles were fun, fun to play, none of them would be, says Grenaldi. That's a fair point. For terrain, I just think the most important thing is to do all the base colours for an entire table, or at least write down the colours so you keep all uniform. I made this mistake. Thanks, Dreadwood. I'll be painting the terrain that we have here to match the mats that we have. So hopefully they're in keeping with the board. So all the terrain won't be the same. So I'm aiming to key in the terrain with the board. It works so well for the Super Series. I've obviously seen it done at other events as well. It's like not a new idea, but that's going to be one of the really nice things about having your own venue and your own kind of arena for tournaments, is all the terrain should match. And I'm going to give them names and stories as well. I think that'll be like a fun little element, a little project for me, so I'm looking forward to that. Pete says, for terrain, I would start dark, then build up to bright with airbrushes, sponging, dry brushing, rather than using washes to shade stuff. It's generally quicker and easier than using buckets and washing a terrain piece. If you have to use a wash, make your own. Loads of videos on YouTube. Thank you, Pete. Yeah, I was probably not going to do much washing, to be honest. Poxwalkers decent, changed my mind, says Rotto. I'm not going to change your mind. If you're happy with Poxwalkers, that's good. I never said Poxwalkers weren't good. I said I don't want to paint Poxwalkers. It's a very different like conversation to be a part of. Let me just get this so you guys can see. Eyeglasses, Ben Boyd, I hear you, I know the feeling. Yeah, buddy, like, I'm with you. Eyeglass 86, I'm with you on that one. It's not just playing with closure in my gaming group. I feel like a massive part of my social life just disappeared. That's true for me as well. Like, normally I never would ring Nathan to talk about rules sometimes, but like, me and Nathan see each other a couple of times a week, and I'd be like, Nathan, what do you think of this rule? He'd be like, oh my god, I hate it, Rob. And I'd be like, oh my god, I love it, or whatever the situation. But now I'm like, ah, I never ring him, because normally he's like next to like a jackhammer, or he's like knocking through a wall, yeah, and he's like got me on speakerphone. It's the worst audio experience of my life. So, Games Workshop and all this time lockdown have not written a single player content like other mini. JR Toshkin, I think Games Workshop did write some single player content at the start of lockdown 1. Am I wrong? I think they did, but only for certain games, not for Agency Marvel 4 game, I think. Yet, without real life, my hobby mojo is lacking since K-Dread. Zenith the Highlights and Makeup Brush Dry Brush is great for scenery. Thanks, Dreadwoods. I've painted two armies and two warbands since coming back to the hobby. Not a single game, says it. Rap, rap. I understand. The thing that gets me about Death Guard is they have ways to take rules and abilities away from their opponents rather than just having strong rules themselves. They do, Pete. And Vince, obviously, has done a show about this where he's tried to like dial down the exact kind of cause or what people feel about MPE. And normally, taking rules off your opponent is normally, like, so that would be negative player experience, is normally the key factor for what is a negative player experience, I think, is undeniable, right? That's how people feel. They're like, this is not fun, that I can't use my toys, I think, which is why Vect was a real issue for people, because they were like, oh, I'm not happy about Vect at all, which I can completely understand. And I don't know what the answer is, because you also kind of want to include those tactical, like, stratagems, so your opponent, I mean, your opponent should be or could be aware of those elements, I guess. And it's part of the fun meta game. But I guess there has to be a line, right, between the two. Hey, Jabs, hope you're well. Thanks for joining us. What's going on? They put them all in White Dwarf. There you go. Or you can be Zeench and Seraphon and bring negative play experience. Desert Sketch, yeah, buddy, I know that. I know that. Anyway, that bummed me out this morning. I was very excited about playing my army. I was like, I can't wait. I'm going to do some bolter shots. Yeah, I'm going to run around with plague knives. I'm going to beat people up with Morty. And now I'm not going to do that. And like, you know, not yet. And that's just a bit sad. Like, that's kind of how I felt, and I know all of you are feeling the same out there. I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm with you. You can TTS. Let's all shout out Owen Jackson one more time. Let's shout out all the TTS organizers out there. Let's the WTC scrims, the Scottish League. Like, you and your mates just playing 40k on TTS. Like, I completely love it. I get it. And again, it's a great experience. I'm not knocking it. It just isn't the experience I signed up for. The one that I love. There's nothing like that in-person kind of reaction, right? Like, same, I bet I could do a Zoom call with my friends and play loads of music and we could all dance. It's not the same as having everyone in the same room. There's an energy, right? And it's that energy that I miss. Hey, Blimmer Troll Slayers! At least more books will be out for everyone when we get back to gaming. That's a really great point. And I really appreciate that point. I'm going to so many painted toys to play with when this is all over. Same. The overall consensus of the Death Guard Codex is that the Death Guard Codex is really strong. really good. Mortarion's an absolute monster. Marines and Terminators are great. Poxwalker's even great. Spawn, even great. The Demon Engines took a massive nerf, but nerf's not fair. Rebalance, which I think is right, because it's weird for the army to be Demon Engines. They're still applicable and playable. They're just not what they were before, where they were just silly. So I think... what's been the bad news this morning, says Gitly. No bad news, Gitly. No bad news. serious question. How do you kill Mortarion? With a pointy stick? I don't know. He's very good. He's very good. Is that Sir Flukes a lot? Yes! Hi, Flukesy. How you doing? You're probably just shooting. You're probably just shooting. But he's going to absolutely spank you as a dude, to be honest. I'm not really sure. I mean, someone put in the chat earlier. Who was it put in the chat earlier? Sorry again. Okay, I'll do that. I'll sort that out, James. It's a great idea. I would say that... what was I going to say? That someone said earlier that Games Workshop is trying to make the whole game about... I mean, you could use netters, obviously. Hey, Trog. Happy birthday to Trog for yesterday, by the way. Also, if you guys haven't seen, and I would request that Trog does this, links his Twitter into the chat. He's done a amazing Trog boss conversion, where it is a Trog riding a crab. I'm not really sure what he's meant to be used as, but I want that link in the chat right now so you guys can see, because it looks amazing. Because I think pirate Trogs. And I think the other thing that we all need to talk about, or we need to come back to later as a conversation, we'll talk about Mortarion again for more. We'll talk Mortarion more, and I'll come back to the pirate combo in a minute. So the centerpiece conversation is kind of the one that's worth having. What centerpiece models can we... Does everyone happy that the game seems to be really favouring having centerpiece models? Not Nightbringer. Oh, dear me. Come on, Rob. The Silent King and Mortarion seem like not auto-include, although Mortarion is probably auto-include, like, or maybe is, like, absolutely justified in taking. But there's a centerpiece model that's very strong. There's very, very strong. And the Silent King is very strong. And taking them both in the list seems to be really positive, right? Do you guys like that there are, like, centerpiece models that are going to take up so much of the board? I probably am not, but I'll talk about that more in a minute. Although we've not been able to play in person, says Cameron Fateweaver, it's not been great. It's been great to see the hobby thrive in different formats. For me, it shows how the hobby is much more than playing and painting. Discussions around the people and the hobby as a whole have gone through lockdown. Cameron Fateweaver, I agree. It's not like I haven't enjoyed the past year as much as I've not liked the last year. It's just, it hit me last night when I was excited. A book comes out, it's an army I want to play. I want to show my models off to people. I've been working really hard on painting them, and I want to be like, I just hit that wall yesterday. That was all. I'm not saying it's all the time. We're all allowed to have those down days, and that was mine. That's it. And to be fair, there's worse things that are happening in the world. So the fact that I can't go out and play some games is not really a big deal. So I should shut the fuck up. And I will. I will. I like it, says Razor Wolf, talking about having a big dude. Trog the Bestest is saying he's going to maybe use his Trog boss that is sat atop a crab as a prime in the Cities of Sigmar army. That's hilarious. The big centerpiece models make sense for Games Workshop. They grab attention. If non-players see them, or even people without that army, they could draw folk in. Had it happened with my Eidneth Deepkin Turtle. That's a good point. I always said that the turtles were like an absolute like face grab. You know, when they released them, I was like, that is a model designed to make other people whip their head around and be like, what the f*** is that? So I can absolutely agree with that statement. I think that's a very definite thing that we're going to see. Zip Zap Rap, I played Warhammer Fantasy Battle 5th, named characters being used in competitive is new and a little silly to me. All right, fair. Cameron Weave, Hit Fate Weave, I will stay hydrated. Thanks, buddy. Here's my Honest Wargamer water bottle. That's how hydrated I am. Got my own water bottle. Gorkamorka. Centerpieces are great. Everyone wants to play that with their big toys. I agree. But there needs to be options for people that don't want to play them or can't for money reasons or no desire to paint a big project like him. I agree. I think that's the nice thing about Silent King and arguably also Mortarion. Both their rules mean that they're great inside of the list, but because they do take up so much of a list, they take up so many points, there are other lists you can build other than them. Like, for example, obviously whenever you play Sigmar, and now also true in 40k, big model syndrome is an issue, where if you have a big model, it's not going to score you loads of objective points, or it's not going to count as lots of objective points because it's just one model near an objective. And that means that you can do kind of the build with lots more bodies, or the build with the kind of big pieces. And you really are waiting for those big pieces to do that work. Balcho, thanks for resubscribing 6 months in a row. I hope you're well. Thanks, bud. I don't know, but it seems more appropriate for bigger game formats if you have a big army led by Mortarion. It's cool, but if it's Mortarion and three core units, I don't know. And the smaller points, the stronger these characters are, the less ways to count them. I would agree with Desert Sketch's point. Well, it'll be, I think the centerpiece debate isn't the issue with Mortarion. Mortarion is broken. Silent King rules-wise, I'm fine with this Bonnigan matchup. Okay, fair point. I mean, Mortarion sounds super strong. Like, I've not got a problem with that statement, that, like, there needs to be some, like, conversation by the community about just how good he is in the game, because, you're right, he might be way too strong. But I don't know how they'll change that, so we'll see. Years back, says Tom Whitbrook, I would have said I don't like them, talking about centerpiece models, but I've changed my mind around it. The minis are fantastic these days, and if they're going to exist, I hope they're viable and playable, because then you've painted your cool thing, or to be able to get on the table. That's a fair point. Dreadwoods, it kind of cheapens the experience of Mortarion is pitching up to battle. Okay, yeah, so my 10 cents on this subject is, I don't really like the centerpiece models. Obviously, I like them. I think they look great. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think knights spoilt 40k for a while, or for a long while, and I really like Imperial Knights. I really like Imperial Knights. At one point, I owned every Imperial Knight that there was to own. Like, big love with the Imperial Knights. I think they're fantastic narratively. I love the heraldry idea on them. So I'm all about big knights. I'm about big models. I think they all look great at Archeon and whatever. I don't think that they should be in the game. I don't think that they should be in 2,000 points. It just doesn't make any sense. I agree with everyone. Like the cool new rule that they've got for the Death Guard, or some people don't think it's cool, but whatever. Or the one that they've put in for Marines is, like, Marines, you can only have one captain. Great. Yeah, per detachment. For Death Guard, you can only have one Lord, so a Demon Prince or a Lord, like, in a detachment. Also great, because it doesn't make sense why you would have, like, five of them running around. Like, it's not how they work. Like, I know, like, I'm like, oh, anything's possible in the narrative. Fair point. I just mean, I quite like the idea of it's a company of soldiers versus another company of soldiers, and they're having a battle at 2,000 points. And then you want to have an apocalypse game, or you want to do 2,500 points, or 3,000 points, or whatever it would be. That's why I really love the Horus Heresy and playing the Horus Heresy. But I would, oftentimes, be a little bit like, oh, for God's sakes, another Terminator squad with a Primarch and a Spartan. It was just the same continuously. And it didn't make, like, that's not really what I want. I more want, I don't know about you guys, but I wouldn't mind just not seeing named characters in. Or, like, Typhus is kind of cool, you know, like, Fabius Bile is cool. Like those sort of level characters is fine. But Mortarion and the Silent King, I feel like their inclusion is a bit like, it takes it to a silly level. Like, and it's a silly game, I get it, but I don't really rate them. I don't think that they should be in there. Like, Archeon's cool in the game in Age of Sigmar, but, like, I prefer if they made, like, some kick-ass Chaos Lords and you could tell more story. It would feel better for me. And that's just kind of my thoughts. Like, I'm not saying that that's correct. It's just how I feel. So, Catacross is fantastic, says Tom Whitbrook. He's the best model in their range and he's got a great flow for rules. Triumph of St. Catherine is beautiful but not really useful. Okay, yeah, that's fair. I'm torn on centerpieces, says James. I like that these Primarchs rule the table, but not sure all fights should have gods on the table. I agree, and that's, I think, Dreadwood's point about it cheapening the situation is correct. I feel like it does narratively kind of cheapen it, and I would like to, you know, I want that named Chaos Lord, because a Chaos Lord kind of feels worthless compared to Mortarion, obviously, as he should, but what you really want is the Chaos Lord to feel kick-ass, and Mortarion really not to be on the table. Colonel Cabbage, did you sell your knights? I sold half of my knights, Colonel Cabbage. Well, I actually gave a couple to Nick, who painted them way better than I'll ever paint them. What do you think of AOS tournament with no name characters? Would shift the meta dramatically, I think. Beast of Chaos, like, what's a name character? I think that that's a really genuinely good idea for a tournament. I think that, yes, some armies may get hit, whatever. But I think that it's also really good for the game. And, like, as much as I'm a competitive gamer, you guys know I'm a competitive gamer. I like competitive games, right? However, I feel that, like, you can't remove a key element of what is this competitive game or this game that we all love, and that is the narrative element. And I think that the name characters, obviously they add narrative before anyone jumps at me, because they are part of the actual story. But I also think that there's an element of crafting your own story on the tabletop, which is removed by having these large-scale named characters. Anyway, that's a centerpiece conversation for me, I think. I think making the special characters less special. I tried to play my armies without centerpiece, especially when you have mirror match and you have two more tyrants on the table. It's like the Spider-Man meme. I agree. It's fun watching Nagash versus Nagash. It's fun watching Mortarion versus Mortarion. But it's also, I don't know. Maybe. I quite like the characters when they just, like, characters jump out to the tabletop. Like when we did the first Super Series round, and we ended up with the Fish Slayer. So the Chaos Lord of Karkadrak who started slaying fish. I just think that's awesome. And that becomes, like, a story. And it's just like, well, Mortarion killed them again. It's like, he's got his story. I see it from Games Workshop's perspective. They're like, well, fuck yeah, we can sell this model for, I don't know, it's probably like £2 of plastic, and we sell it for 120 quid or 110 quid or whatever. Like, we're absolutely smashing this. So they're like laughing all the way to the bank. However, I don't know if it's like that useful in the game. Or that's good. Is that good for the game, ultimately? Alara versus Alarion, no one wins. I agree. would making Lords of War choices available in 3K games help hinder? I think, yeah. I think maybe there's a points value, like Mortarion, Silent King. There's just a points value that those are playable at. And let's just call it 3,000. That'd be a fun way to do it. Or even 2,500. And then people can just run other events. It's Catch-22. Either your kick-ass special characters are too ineffectual for their lore, or they're too strong for the game. It's just cool to see them on the table regardless. I think it's cool that they exist as models regardless. Whether or not we need to see them on the tabletop. Like, in other, anything other than, like, I don't know. That's my idea. Anyway, Tank, big love to you. Thomas Orbison, hello. I think people complain about Morty, but he takes a spot for 10 Death Shroud, which I believe could do more work with him, especially with objectives. Thomas, I agree with you. I said this already. I said that there's the thing about the big model syndrome is you have the big model, it means you have less bodies. Have more bodies, you're more likely to play the primaries, especially in, it happens in Age of Sigmar, happens in 40K. It's always going to be a conversation. Is Morty good enough that he can just take out a whole army? There's a conversation to have. However, anyway, we're more talking about centerpieces. Visually, for me, it looks a bit weird. 100 models versus 100 models, and a god is present. Surely it would be 10,000 versus 10,000 visually would be more likely. Jabs, I agree. Like, I don't feel like... Like, when Archeon turned up to the table, there's a really good story where... at the Wrath of the Everchosen book for Age of Sigmar, where... Like, literally hordes of death. Armies, ghosts, and OCR Bone Reapers, they pour through this gate, and they're trying to take it, and there's, like, unending hordes rampaging. And then, like, it doesn't end until, like, Archeon comes over and just, like, bitch slaps Catacross. And then he just, like, lay waste to everything around him. But, like, you know, his inclusion in the battle was the end of the battle. He's so strong, he couldn't lose, basically. And you feel that that should be the same for, like, Mortarion. Like, Mortarion turns up, he should just, like, bitch slap everyone to pieces, right? I'd love to see a name ship for Caradhron. Imagine the coolness they could design. Oh, my God, Gorkum Walker. The boat effects should definitely have been, like, named ship upgrades. That's an absolutely amazing... Like, the Enola Gay. Like, and you just have, like, those named ships, like the bombers in the Second World War. Yes. I mean, or even just, like, naval ships. Obviously, they're all named, aren't they? Camera Fae Weaver, I collect the big name characters for a painting challenge, to be honest. FEC doesn't have name characters and they're still awesome. If you disagree, fight me. How about I won't fight you? But yes, FEC have got some cool narrative. I think there's a midpoint. Back in my day, Bloodthirst was 950 points as zip zap rap. They were the baddest model in the game, never saw play. I got drawn in by seeing Tree Lords, black coach and three keeper armies. I think that is great for the game. Okay, well, that's good, and I'm glad that you do. I'm not arguing with keepers and tree lords. I think keepers and tree lords are a different conversation to Mortarian. Like, keepers of secrets in 40k is different again to Mortarian. I think that level's okay. I think once you get to Imperial Knights, you know. Anyway. Narratively, I always thought we play the main area of a large battle. It feels weird having bigger characters in 2k games, but that's just how I justify it. Rabbit Bunny, I agree with you. Hey, Pragmatic, how you doing? I hope you're well, and we'll have a nice Sunday. Thanks, bud. I hope you're all well. Abaddon wishes he was Archeon. Razorwolf, he does wish he was Archeon. Right, that's the centerpiece conversation. Unless anyone else has got anything to say about it, I think it's a good conversation to have. The other conversation I'd like to have with you guys, because it's come up recently, is I don't like to feel name characters stupid. I agree. Is the what Trog is doing in the chat. Ultramarine Terminator, thank you for following us. Warhammer TV intern, thanks for keeping us updated with that. Is what's happening with Trog's army. So Trog, from WS10, is doing a Trog army, but it's all pirates, I'm pretty certain. Now, obviously, there's been a lot of rumour in Age of Sigmar right now about the release of Vampirates. However, I'm unhappy with this, and I've told you for a whole bunch of reasons why, mainly because I want a different type of vampire. But I'm not against pirates. I'm just going to say that. Nor am I against the idea of an entire kind of like side game or universe narratively in my head, don't know about you guys, for pirates in Age of Sigmar. So Trog, obviously, is doing a pirate-themed Trog army. Great. Yeah, loads of Trogos pirates. But what I want to see, and because I was looking at some STL files yesterday, there was an entire pirates, so that's right, a Skaven army made completely of pirates, yeah? And now I just want there to be every faction to have a different pirate-themed army. Like, so even if, like, mainly because it's like there are people who hate the pirates, there are people who love the pirates, but whatever the situation, I just want more pirates. Like, and I think that that would be hilarious. Trog pirates, human pirates, elf pirates. Like, I love the idea that, like, we might all be able to just, like, kitbash and or build pirate-themed forces. And I wondered if you guys had any ideas of it. Because I think that that would be really fun if there became a weird subgroup of players who only turned any, like, Lumineth, but pirates. You can do it, Gargants, but pirates. You just do that, and you say, but pirates at the end. And that's your theme. And I like the concept. I like the concept of going to a tournament where everyone is trying to pirate their army. Not pirate as in steal. As in pirate as in piratize? Piratize? But pirates? I mean, that works. Pirates should be Cities of Sigmar, just a mix of races. Yeah, that's what I mean. There should be all manner of pirates. Yeah, if piracy is a profession that's allowed in Age of Sigmar, like blacksmithing, yeah? Like, if piracy is a job, then all manner of folk shall do said job, is what I say. Eshin versus Pirate Skaven writes itself. There you go. Benjamin, so angry right now. I mean, it's mainly to annoy Benjamin. But also, I like the idea that it might become a weird subsect of people who only do pirate-themed armies. Like the new Sinesh stuff. But, hear me out, pirates. Sinesh, but pirates. That works. Smash butt pirates works. But Gorsairs? Yes! Yes, Colonel Cabbage! Gorsairs! There you go. Gore. Oh my god. Gorsairs works. See? Pragmatic. Got myself a Prusa Mini Plus printer. Any tips for Warhammer specific model creators looking for AOS basis and bits, Thingiverse, etc. is W40k heavy? Pragmatic, I would say that you should sign up to a couple of the Patreons that are out there. So Artisan Guild's a good one. Archvillain Games is a good one. If you go on to My Mini Factory and just click through a bunch of the designs, I think you'll see some really nice stuff that you'll like. And then you can follow the creators. And probably the best way to get into those designs is via Patreons, I think, right now. That's just my quick tip. I hope that helps. This has escalated. Oh man, now I want FEC Pirates. Thank you, Cameron Fateweaver. You were like, FEC the best, fight me. How about Flesh Eater Courts, but pirates? Yeah? They think that they're like these noble lords who are also pirates. You're not thinking enough about this, Cameron Fateweaver. My pleasure, Pragmatic. Sylvaneth on the sea, exactly the same as they are now, just floating and making it even harder to put fucking Wildwood down. Did I see the latest Azir Weekly post on Twitter? I didn't, Sir Flukes-a-lot. What was it? Please link it and I'll give it a look. I'm just going to see what else you guys have said. Trogon Pirate Pete have had a baby. Yep, I'm into this. Bloodthirster Pirates. Plymouth Troll Slayer, it works. Tell me that your opponent won't be A, amused, B, slightly annoyed. You'll annoy Khorne players, bonus, yeah, right, if you put a pirate hat on your Bloodthirster, and at the same time, you'll entertain the hell out of someone by being a pirate. Just saying it now. Hey, Ziggy, what's going on? I am painting up some Death Guard, as you can see here, and we're talking about turning... What about Death Guard? But, hear me out, pirates. I don't think anyone else is excited about this as me. But I do like the idea that everyone might go, do you know what, Rob? I might be really weird and turn all my gits into pirates. I'm like, I'm into that. I'm into that a lot. Zeench, but, hear me out, pirates. You thought pink horrors were annoying now. Imagine pink horrors, but they've all got pirate hats on and you hate them. Yeah? That's what I'm saying. I know Deepkin Pirates is just a chance to bring even more ships. Good point. Hey, Big Goldfish, what's going on? Yes! Welcome to Big Goldfish. Pirate Gits, yeah, I'm sold. As, by the way, Big Goldfish is currently in charge of my favourite hobby project. Ooh, I'm not sure if it is now. No, it's second. No, they're both the same. Two hobby projects I'm excited about from the community so far is Trogs, pirate-themed Trogs. And of course, Big Goldfish has got a bunch of 3D printed parts and he's turning his Necrons into Mexicrons. He is turning them into a mariachi band via SDL upgrades. Which is, again, going to trigger some people, but it's going to make me laugh a lot on the tabletop. So, again. Pink horrors with peg legs. Blue horrors with peg legs. I'm with you, Rob. Thanks, Chris CB. You've got it. part of me would be, that's so awesome, and the other half would be raging so bad, says Undead Ben. Right? That's what I'm trying to say. I just saw that and I thought, I wonder how many other people are going to do some pirate themed armies, and also how much will that annoy people, because why is it only vampires that can be pirates? Anyway, I don't think I've got much more to say on that, unless you guys have got some other great ideas for pirates. I just thought it was fun. Shipmates of Zeech. Also, Gitly, great opportunity if this was to become a thing for you to come up with a lot. And also, obviously, Colonel Cabbage just came up with an excellent pun. Corsairs. But great opportunity for punnage, right? Why are you bloodthirsty as pirates? Because they are. Sinesh with pegging legs also works. Absolutely. Nurgle pirates. That works. I've stuck the link in the Discord live chat. You can stick it in here, Fluxy, if you don't mind, because then I can just click it. Dark Elf Butt Pirates works. Cutlasses of Khorne. Because what I like about it, if I had the energy, I would just do every agency of my army as pirates. If I had the energy, but I don't. So I'm trying to crowdsource this. I'm trying to ask all of you out there to please be weirdos and get on with it. Excessive Gore. No, Azir Weekly, that's a great title. I haven't seen it. That's good. Fluxy, that's great. Actually, Nurgle do actually have pirates, even with a Kraken. They do. Nurgle have them. Nurgle, you could already start off with Gutrot Spume. He's got some pirates. So there you go. Booty for the Booty Throne. The Doubloon Shrine. Anyway, I'm just trying to crowdsource it because that's what I want. And I want more people. What I want is it to become like some sort of community enthusiasm and it annoy people. And I would love that because there'll be people everywhere being like, no, you can't make this this army, a pirate themed army. It's like, you watch me, sunshine. You watch me. Honest one game, 3D pirate printed hats. There must be some pirate printed hats out there. Some pirate hats that you can 3D print. I'm going to go look. And it would just be amazing to do gits, but stick a pirate hat on each one. Oh my God. And then, of course, I'm sure you guys are aware because you've been on the internet. I'm sure you're aware. I don't need to tell you. But right now, it's a bit of a meme. Sea shanties are a bit of a meme in 2021. I'm sure you guys have been conscious of this. It's pretty big on TikTok, which I know all of you absolutely love. I think that's why sometimes the numbers aren't as high as I would like. Obviously, I want 250 people tuning in a day. But I imagine a lot of you are just scrolling through TikTok. So I get it. I get it. You're listening to the podcast right now and you're like, oh, I also need to watch all my TikToks, Rob. And I'm like, I know, I get it. I'm with you guys. Like, I'm with you. Aiden Athiepkin is good. Cockatrice Pirate Captain. The leader could be Captain Chook. Gitly, yes. Adam, have you done all your cockatrices yet? Because they should all have pirate hats. Jolly Roger Ghost Ark. Oh my God, yes. Imagine Nighthorn. But they're all pirates. The black coach. But instead of a black coach, it's a black raft or schooner. Is that a ship? Like, you know, a ghost boat is what I'm saying. That would look awesome. Wow, had sea shanties. Yeah, fuck yes. Plymouth Troll Slayer. That's right. Turn all the cockatrices into pirates. If there is some 3D printed pirates hats, I'll send them you. Because it will annoy people so much. It's a sailboat. A schooner. Thanks, Dreadwoods, for getting that meme. I appreciate you. A schooner is indeed a class of old ship. Right, I'm on this, Rob. Mariachi Mexico and the Pirate Ghost Arcs. Right. The red-coated preview model reminded me of LeChuck. Says Idiot's Knight. I see that. I did do a Hot Cross Bones Ogre army a few years back. Just led Belcher's Iron Blasters. That would be awesome, Dwarf Penguin. If you still got it, you should make sure it's, like, played. The black coach could be the Black Pearl. Oh my God, yeah. I did do a, what's this one? K-Dread has found us. Oh my God. We've got pirate hats that we can 3D print. Oh my God. Yes. I'm really into this theme now. I don't want to be into this theme. But, and I imagine in 3 weeks it'll annoy me when people keep tweeting me pictures of pirates. But, like, what? Can you do little mermaid armies instead? I guess we could. We don't have to. Right, I think that is plenty on the pirate chat for today, unless people want to carry it on forever. The Barnacles of Nurgle, Colonel Cabbage. You've got that. That one's a good one. You could do like a really sea-based Nurgly army. Yes. With like crabs, maybe? It's a disease. I know all too well. I'm joking. Peter Pan Nagash, you will stay forever young and have your soul stolen. Oh, you could also then like have a unit of Lost Boys. That would be great. That would be great. Peter Pan and the Lost Boys, which would just be the elves, aren't they? Because they haven't grown up. Sebastian Crab Army. That works. Slanesh Seaman is not the... anyway. Thanks for bringing up that theme for me today, guys. I really appreciate that. That's been fun. I should have a bunch of guests on next week, so it won't just be... I know I've been doing a lot of these shows on my own. I've enjoyed them, don't get me wrong. I just think it's always fun to have someone to bounce off. So, Mamdale will be here next week, which will be fun. And I'm hopefully... once I've done some like the more physical building stuff that I need to do for these projects for the terrain, I'm going to be making some videos for you guys to see some of the videos, which I'm very excited about. So hopefully, some more stuff coming out. And we got breakfast battles next week as well, which is fun. So I'm looking forward to those. So it's all good. And we're doing some tournament coverage in a couple of weeks, February. So looking forward to that as well. I just want Corona to fuck off at this stage. I don't know about you guys. But I'm fucking done with it today. It's just got to me today. So, Buccaneers and Behemoth also works. Colonel Cabbage, you are smashing it. Nautical Nurglings would be great. Nautical Nurglings would be really good. Right, has anyone got any questions? And how is everyone in the chat? Anyone got anything they want to bring up? I'm more than willing to talk about anything today. It's your guys. Oh, here are some Death Stranding Terminators that I have un. You guys can see here. These guys have been un. I've used the white spirit on them now to like detract. That's pretty good on camera. Yeah. So these are my Death Shrouds that, the Blight Lord, sorry. Blight Lord Terminators that I've done some, whatever it's called, on Streaking Grime on it. Is the AOS FAQ next week? Hopefully, Grinaldi. I would really enjoy if they were next week. Man, it's so cool. Thanks so much, guys. That's nice. Yeah, orange is a nice colour, and it dirties up quite well, right? This is a character, I think. It's quite nice. Do you varnish before the streaking grime? No, I do not. And also, the streaking grime that I've got, so I've got, I'm nearly on my second pot, and actually, little tip for the streaking grime is that as it gets towards the, what's the right way to put it? So, as you know, very much like, you know, like a drink, like a cup of tea or something, or as my Americans know, a cup of tea, shooting each other. it gets quite bitty, like it gets more concentrated at the bottom. So I don't know really, I haven't looked to see if there's any tips for the streaking grime stuff, but I've got to the bottom of the pot and it went on to these models really thickly, much thicker than on the Plague Marine actually. If you guys look and see the difference, you'll see that this one here, which was more towards the bottom of the pot, is a much heavier wash than this one, which is the bottom of the pot, which was more towards the top of the pot. So I don't know if there's an answer to that. Maybe shake the pots really well every time you use them. I'm not really sure if there is a technique or a tip for that. So stir the pot before you use it every time, probably. But anyway. Super, super in love with the technique on these guys. I think it looks really good. Super happy. So here you go. There's another guy. So I think I did like 10 of these guys, which I was basically doing over all of Christmas. So I actually just decided to whack them out the other day because I was like, I don't tend to put a lot of like hobby pictures up on Twitter, actually. I was thinking this the other day. More sassy hot takes. I just never do. But really happy with these guys. Really happy with these guys. So yeah, good. Have you or anyone else used Green Stuff World Rollers? No, I haven't, but haven't used that. Any pointers as going to be using it for my base, but can't find any real pointers online? Jabs, I'm so sorry, I haven't used it. If I could, I'd tell you. So everyone's just saying to shake the pot. Shake the pot seems to be a tip. It's not orange and white robe smeared with rust. I'm happy with that. right, okay. So yeah, I don't have any tips for Green Stuff World, I'm sorry. Not bad. I think they're just great models. Well, they're not great models, the Blight Lord Terminators, they're okay. I don't love them. But the Streaking Grime stuff is just so brilliant for this particular model anyway. I don't know about you guys, have you been using the new brass Colonel Cabbage? No, I haven't. I'm going to use those on all the new models. I was going to do a shout out at the end of the show today for a Twitter that I really like. Let me just go find him. Hold on. I've been talking about this for ages and I've messed it up all the time. So his name is Lutheran. So Luth. I'll put it in the chat. And maybe guys. So this is an Instagram that I really like. Mainly because it's just a painting style that I would love to do. Either a Cities of Sigmar army in, or maybe even an elf army in at some point. I just think it's really good. So hold on, I'm just going to put it in the chat now. So it's Lutheran, Lutheran, underscore 99. So if you guys listen to the podcast, you should be able to do it. This guy. And I just think he just does, oh no, I've just logged myself out of the Twitch chat. Apparently putting a name in the Twitch chat logs you out. Let me see if I can rescue it. I mean, OBS is amazing. I'm considering it's free. Right, I'm logged out of the chat, guys, and I can't see what you're saying. So it feels like the perfect time to end the show. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, I would just go on there and look. I don't know this guy. Not obviously endorsed by this guy. He doesn't have a company or anything. I just think the guy just does some fucking wicked models. And again, I don't use Instagram loads, so I haven't like checked it out lots. And I can't even see what you guys are saying, which is heartbreaking. But I want you to know that... why can't I... Hold on, let me try and log in. Because I miss you all already. This is terrible, terrible podcast. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, podcast guys. I hope you're well. Look after yourselves, right? I know you're always running around or you're driving your car. Make sure you get some water. Look after yourself. I mean, that's true for everyone who watches, but let's put the password in. Big titties 72. I like there's someone out there who's going to try and log in with that. It's not going to work. This is not really the password. No, it won't log me in, so I can't see what you guys are saying. Au revoir. Well, listen, it's been great talking to you guys. Join me and Owen tomorrow for the Age of Sigmar news. Maybe the Games Workshop FAQ will come out. Maybe. Maybe it'll never come out. Maybe we'll never get to see the FAQ. Who knows? But I'm excited. Either way, it's going to be sweet as. You guys have been brilliant. Thank you for the talk today. Good luck to all my budding pirates out there in the world. Good luck to everyone who's running their new Death Guard. They look awesome. Thanks for everyone for joining me every day. You guys are great. Stay well, stay healthy, stay hydrated, look after yourselves. Thank you to everyone on Patreon. No matter what you're able to give on Patreon, like, fucking super appreciate it. Like, can't begin to tell you. You guys are great. Have a great day. See you soon. And bye.